This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue our study of great lessons from great failures from the Bible. And we call your attention today to Mark chapter 10, verse 22, which is involved in the account of the great failure of the rich young ruler. In this passage we find, "But his countenance fell at the saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions." He was a young man, no doubt a man of great and wonderful qualities, but he came to Jesus and asked what he had to do to inherit eternal life. The Lord told him to keep the commandments. The man replied that he had done that from his youth up. And then he asked a very crucial question. "What lack I yet? What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" He realized he didn't have life. He realized that eternal life was valuable. And he realized that he would have to do something to get it. And he asked the question to get the answer. That is, he asked the Lord Jesus Christ. Now note Jesus' answer to the question, "Why do you ask me concerning, if you would enter into life, keep the commandments?" The rich young ruler asked another question, "What lack I yet?" He claims that he has kept the commandments from his youth up, and we can consider his wonderful and good qualities. He's a young man, many years before him, no doubt. He's rich, has the power to do much good. He's nobly restless to fill the lack in his life. He's a seeker after that which would fill the lack in his life. He has great courage. The Bible tells us that he ran to Jesus, Mark 10:17, when likely few others were doing so. He was an aristocrat while Jesus and his disciples were peasants, but he did not allow this to stand in his way. He was a reverent man. He kneeled before the Lord Jesus Christ. He was morally clean. He said that he had kept the commandments. And here is a question that involves an admission. "What lack I yet?" And Jesus' answer, "Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and come, follow me." Note the rich young ruler's response to this explanation or answer of Jesus. He went away. That is, he refused to become a disciple, and thus he refused life. How did he go away? He went away sorrowful. Why did he go away? It's certainly the case that Jesus didn't send him away. He was one who had great possessions. He was unwilling to pay the price for life. You know, the Bible teaches that in order for us to be a servant, to be a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must love him more than any other thing or any person in this world. Jesus made that clear, as the record is given in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33. You must love the Lord more than you love your own mother and father, more than you love your wife or children, more than you love any and all of your possessions. This is not to say that you're not to love your mother and father, your wife and your children. Certainly you are. But you must not, in moments of conflict, when you come